I mean, they run, they press, they pick up defense full court. They are a fun team. They aren't about the diva players all assembling in one town to try to wield their influence over the NBA. Like, they didn't do any of that.
I remember, this is a lesson to me. Sure, you know what, Kenny? Maybe you should just exactly say exactly what you mean at all times. You never have to do any of this. Because in a show that I have been misquoted on the internet about, I was misquoted on the internet about something I said about the finals a few years ago, where I said I didn't have to watch the finals because I didn't think that I was going to get any questions from anybody on this station from this fan base about that finals. I forget what the finals were. I remember, though, like, I was going to watch the finals, and I did watch them, and I'll watch them again this year. If it's Indiana and Oklahoma City, that has no bearing on me. I like mid-markets. I'm mid-market born and bred. I'm fine with that. But I remember Chuck Cooperstein at the Mavericks play-by-play got really mad at me. And I'm going,
well, oh, that's right. I do remember that.
You remember that? Because we had, like, I think we had him on afterwards. I go, Chuck, I'm going to watch the finals. My issue is, though, is I don't think it's not even my issue. It's not a problem. I didn't think anybody in Cleveland cared. And they didn't. Didn't get one call, didn't get one tweet. Nothing. This, I do think some people will definitely care because it's Indiana. If I know Indiana's up 3-1 and teams have come back from 3-1. I get that. But more than likely, it's going to be Indiana. Indiana beats you. They do not have... Maybe I'm just going to have to come to an agreement. People are going to say that I'm an idiot. I'm going to have to come to a term here. That people are just going to say that I'm denying the truth. You are not denying to me. I believe that the Cavaliers are a better, more talented team than the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers can go and win the NBA Finals. And I'm going to say that about the Cavs over Indiana, which will make me that much more bitter about this season.
Now, people are starting to say that, and I've already seen it. I've already seen, like, God, Bill Simmons last night. Tyrese Halliburton, I got to rank him ahead of Donovan Mitchell now. Like, that is going
to
happen.
So we got to deal with. You go further in the playoffs, what goes on.
That is how we do start to change our opinions on players. By having consistent playoff success.
Which,
this is two straight years Indiana has now gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals. We could say last year was a fluke because of injuries. We can't say it's a fluke this year.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I want to play some audio here. Here's Kendrick Perkins, and this is from ESPN. Of all people, because usually I rip on Kendrick Perkins because I don't think he watches much of the games. I think you and I watch more games than Kendrick Perkins does, to be honest with you. But here's Kendrick Perkins on First Take. This is yesterday. And damn it, I had to consider this, and I even had to think about our dear old Cleveland Cavaliers. Hit it.
One of my good friends texted me. He said, in order to be a superstar, you have to sell out arenas on the road. So I don't know if Tyrese Halliburton is selling out arenas on the road.
Yes, we do. You do know.
There's tons of superstars selling arenas out.
How many guys do sell out arenas on the road? Does Wemby sell out arenas on the road? There are people tweeting at me that he does, and I go,
he's just playing so few games.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true yet.
When I don't know that it's, people are like, Wemby's coming to town, but if you go, what's there to do tonight? Oh, Wemby's here. Let's do that.
I think right now, Steph, clearly. LeBron,
yes,
clearly.
Yes.
I still think KD.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I brought up Kyrie. Obviously, he's injured again, and we're in Cleveland, so when Kyrie comes to Cleveland, obviously, but I still hear a lot of young fans say they like watching Kyrie.
Think Giannis?
Boy, I don't know.
I do think people...
There is a very strong... Like, when people talk about Luka, there is a very strong contingent... Like, Giannis brings a lot of Greek people to the arena. Okay? What is Luka? What's his background? I apologize.
A basketball player. I don't see.
No, what is his nationality?
I don't see nationalities.
Stop it. You know what I'm saying, damn it. I think that those two probably are in there, that they sell it out.
Luka West came up immediately for me.
So. Great. Awesome. That's just fantastic.
Slovenian.
This is a great day.
Get the Sacchetti.
Yes, the Slovenians come to town. And in a lot of places, especially in the Midwest, they're already in town. So they come on over to the game and they see it.
Yeah, but you're right. The NBA does not have, as much as they are pushing Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is amazing. People are not buying tickets, loading up to watch him.
And
right
what
now.
I have to admit, what's going to really make this a bad finals and a tough offseason here is that if you have to admit that about Tyrese Halliburton, where it's like, all right, you know what? Damned if I do, damned if I don't. I think that Donovan Mitchell is the better overall basketball player. But Tyrese Halliburton is going to be the one that's playing in the finals here in a week. So guess what? Tyrese Halliburton has to go above Donovan Mitchell. It's not fair, but it's the truth. It's the NBA. But if Tyrese Halliburton ain't selling out arenas on the road, is Donovan selling out arenas on the road? No.
Now, Will Halliburton.
I hate that.
Will Halliburton, as America is getting to know him, he wasn't a household name coming out of Iowa State.
I think everything that's happened this postseason, including his, and probably credited to his father and the whole thing that went down, I think that makes it even more. My gauge is, can I ask my children who aren't NBA fans, you know, they like the Cavs, they know who are on the Cavs roster. If I ask them, hey, this guy's coming to town, you want to go see him? And they say yes, then yeah, it's probably close.
But he's now had some, he's also had some all-time playoff game-winning moments.
Well, that's what I'm saying. My kids did not know who Tyrese Halliburton was a month ago, and they absolutely do now. And part of that's because he played the Cavs. But I think because of the other things that have went around, the game-winning shots, not even the Cavs series, but all the other ones, I think if you ask him right now, they would know who he is.
And I got to say, like, just stylistically, you have a point guard that gets the ball, sprints 100 miles down the floor, then has all the ball, even though he's lankier than the guys with the tight handles, the Kyries, the Stephs. Hey, Darius has got great handles, fun to watch, but Tyrese looks a little gangly doing it. But you saw him when he gets guys like Karl Anthony Towns or Jared Allen, when he gets them in space, I mean, he makes them fall down. He makes them look really bad. And then he has that sprint backwards three-pointer. We've seen step backs. I've not seen a guy that could take five steps directly behind him to find the three-point line to shoot threes.
You're right. You're right.
I do think that is entertaining.
And if he does that, I don't know how many people in the finals are going to be watching, but if you do that at that advanced level, that makes you a star. But how, if you're not a superstar and my guy is not even taken as seriously as that guy, then where does it put our team? Like I'm going to, and these are mean thoughts that just wrap me up into a pretzel. That's what bothers me. 216-474-0092. Yeah. I want to ask
our callers. I know they're on to talk Cavs, but I want to know how dialed in they'll be to the NBA Finals.
Well, Ken in Brooklyn is the first one we take.
There we go.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Look, Ken, I agree with you that the Cavs are a more talented team than the Indiana Pacers. Okay? And, you know, I'm so tired of this city wanting instant gratification. You know what? If there's anybody else that wants to see another championship in this town, it's me, everybody. Me, the mayor of hoops, okay? But for you people to sit there and think you know something about basketball and you want to trade all these guys, and we had 2 years now that everybody's been hurt, you're a bunch of morons.
So you don't want to trade anybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
Look, hey, Ken, look.
I'm just asking. You
just asked Joe Vardon if people would want J.A. or Darius. And he said, yeah, a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot right there. You have a coach that's turned this around. Let's see what this team looks like when everybody's hurt and they're doing their job. I mean, we had a catastrophic thing happen. I mean, with Ty, what happened? What happened to his shot? It, like, disappeared until the last game and it didn't mean anything. You guys have got to stop because you've got this device in your hand that you see everything right now. You've got to take time. Do you know how long it's taken the Indiana Pacers to get to this point? It's like 6 or 7 years.
Years and years.
Yeah, you people are all idiots. If you don't know anything about basketball, don't call
So, Ken, would you...
They traded for Pascal Siakam, and now they're here.
Yeah, would you have been telling the Boston Celtics not to make any trades a few years ago when the trades that they made got them to win a championship?
You know what? I'll tell you what. You got a team that is jacking up threes. They think that's the way to go. That's not the way to go. Look what happened to us. I'll tell you what I would do next year, guys. This is what I'm going to do.
What?
The guards, if you're 2-for-20 from the three line, hey, as Jay would say, feed your local big man because I'd rather take two than get nothing. I'm so tired of these people jacking up threes because the analytics say so. No, I want to get shots done, and you got 2 7-footers down there that everybody, that they can score on anybody in the league.
Yeah, well, we want but we want the other guy to shoot more threes. Ken, hold on, and thank you for the call. I appreciate the passion. What I got to tell you though is, you got to be open for business on anything. I hear about Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm gonna get excited about that. I'm not trading Evan Mobley for anybody. Giannis, okay, I'll listen. I don't think it's realistic. I don't know if it could happen. I'm gonna wait until I see any opportunities because I'm assuming right now, as of right now, and I really do believe that by the time the season starts, it's going to be the same core four as what we've had these last couple of years. And they're just going to have find a way to get it better because it's hard very hard to do it. And I don't believe in shaking it up just to shake it up. I don't believe in that.
It'll be very interesting because Kobe Altman, we were talking about him as an executive of the year in a way we've never talked about an executive, one that didn't do anything, one that just brought back the same team and then got back Ty Jerome off the injury. So now the question is, do we rely on that again? Is it going to be smart to just assume guys get better? Because I am assuming Mobley's going to get better. Donovan, over the next few years, I think will take a step back. Mm. Will we time it up right where if he takes a step back, yet Mobley takes enough of a step forward that it's going to be good enough to get out of the East? That is the question I'm going to be looking at very closely.